the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Here we are, welcome to our Germany preview, the German Grand Prix, when we are almost certainly going to talk about tyres. I'm just going to get it out there now. We will. We can't help it. I had to write my column about it. You can't not talk about it, even in a back-to-back race situation.
There's quite a few of them in a race.
Tyres.
Yeah.
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 At four least. Per car.
At least.
Just imagine the
sometimes, piles. Sometimes less.
Three.
Yeah.
Often three, has to be said. I'm joined by David Tillier of ipiston.com. Thought I'd give you a plug.
Thank you.
Is it still ipiston.com?
i-piston.com, but yeah.
Oh, close.
I want to buy ipiston.com, but it's £930.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that works as a plug for donations.
Yeah. That's outside. It's, you know, my pocket money won't stretch that, unfortunately.
Deal that with you for yourself. Yeah. We can't, EDP F1 cannot endorse your fundraising, but still, good luck with it, DT. Ped's here.
Hello.
Perry Hamilton.
Yeah.
Right then. Nürburgring. It still exists. It's not bankrupt. Going to be a cracking race. I suppose we're all going to eagerly watch it because of the shenanigans at Silverstone, aren't we? How many blowouts?
Yeah. We always eagerly watch F1, don't we?
Well, yeah, true. But sometimes maybe slightly more.
Committed through and through.
Are we slightly more eager about this race? And it's quite a quick turnaround. We won't have digested Silverstone in time for this.
I like the Nürburgring. I'm always upset every year that it's not the Nürburgring. I don't like the fact.
Apart from this year.
Exactly, because it is the Nürburgring, so I'm well happy.
Yeah.
So, this is good. This is great. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a great track. I think it's got a lot of history and a lot of heritage. It's one of those tracks that you talk about in the way that you talk about Silverstone, the way you talk about Spa, you know, the way you used to talk about Manicourt. I know we lamented it a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, you know, not being there anymore. You know, you talk about Canada and things like that. You know, these are tracks that have a real heritage to them, and the Nürburgring is one of them. Mm. I definitely prefer it to Hockenheim as a track. I understand they don't use the whole thing. You know, they have the certain F1 part of it.
But, yeah, that's the only disappointing part of it. If they used the actual Nordschleife part of it, that would be amazing. Epic would definitely be the word. Although there is a video floating around on YouTube of Michael Schumacher recently with Nico Rosberg and a few other Mercedes drivers driving the full, was it 12 miles of the Nordschleife?
Awesome.
And Mark Schumacher's in last year's Mercedes F1 car.
Fantastic. So, well, we'll get a link to that on the EDP F1 Twitter.
Surprisingly,
feed.
He wins.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
He's also got a part of the track named after him now, hasn't he?
Has he?
Senna. Senna. Schumacher.
Schumacher. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. The Senna S's are now, is now Schumacher S's, presumably.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
No.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you retire for the second time, though. It's obviously the home of Mercedes. Now, if they produce a good result this weekend and Red Bull cock it up again, let's be honest, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Very. Game on.
I would, I'll preempt his next question and say that this is probably the most important race for Mercedes.
You're looking at my list again, aren't you?
No, I just know that's what I know. That's
Mercedes. I think that's right. I say we don't need Michael anymore.
I say Michael.
You wouldn't be the first to say that. Most important weekend for Mercedes.
I would say that I say Mercedes are the team that really
destiny
make a statement. I mean, this is your weekend to do it. You've proven that you can, you know, keep people behind you. Prove that the tyre blowout was a fluke. You've proven that Lewis is fast. I mean, that proved it when he came from near the back of the grid to come to fourth. You know, that is a car that can perform on race days. That only certain drivers have that ability to do that.
They have a huge momentum as well, don't they? Yes, that's what they do at the moment.
For Mercedes, it's the most important thing. They've got a huge amount of momentum, you're quite right.
Huge amount. Most important for them? More important for someone else, DT?
I think it's important for Mercedes because it's their home race, but I don't think it's any more important than any other race for them. They are now part of that top echelon of Formula One teams. And because of it, I don't think it's hugely important for them, any more so than, say, Ferrari or Red Bull or Lotus or what have you. It's hard to say who it's most important for, because McLaren, they're out of it now, so I don't think you can say it's really important for them, because it doesn't really matter.
It's over.
They're insignificant now.
Yeah, I think it's probably most important for Vettel, because he's got, if he wants to get that fourth world championship, then he's got to keep scoring big. You know, and this is the first, you know, British Grand Prix is the first race where he's not been in the top four. So that's a big deal for him. So he's got to bounce back. Otherwise, you know, they think, is it Alonso? Is Alonso now within a race of catching up? A race and a point or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. So it's now become, you know, it's now become a match again. It's now become, you know, a title race rather than, you know, another year where it looks like Vettel might be running away with it again.
The interesting one, given Red Bull have not had many mechanical failures, for him, for Seb to fail that way, it'll be an interesting one. How can it not be the most important weekend for Pirelli? That's why I see it massive. The eyes of the world, Formula One world, will be on them and how those tyres perform this weekend.
Even people I speak to on a daily basis who don't watch Formula One, they're commenting on the tyre situation. So it's big news at the moment.
It is across all motorsport. Be very exciting to see who blows out first. Which leads nicely on to prediction time. Obviously, the most eagerly anticipated part of the podcast for us. Probably not for anyone else. Just a quick rundown of the predictions, gents, from a few weeks ago for Silverstone. Perry, you said it would be a Mercedes front row. Bam.
Nailed it.
You said Rosberg would be pole. It's a shame. Raikkonen podium finish.
Should have happened. Dropped the ball on that, didn't they?
And Hamilton to win, which I still maintain would have probably happened. But that's not too bad. I said that the winner would three stop, which did happen. Which is a bit jammy in the end. Maybe Force India both top seven. No. Paul de Resta podium. No. I gave myself a kudos point for suggesting it.
But still, you know, de Resta showed the kind of speed that if his qualifying position had held, you could have been looking quids in there, mate.
I could have been.
Could have been.
He just, you know, that was obviously his funny digestive system.
I think
he wanted to put him on and put him P5 and qualifying. Hamilton to out qualify and out finish Rosberg, I said. Well, I got half right.
Okay.
I felt a bit robbed with that one. DT, you said Red Bull would qualify front row. If you'd said second row, you'd have been fine. Vettel pole, Vettel win, and a Webber podium, which of course he salvaged, and Jean-Éric Vergne to finish top eight, which is close but no cigar because he retired. So actually not that close at all. We did also suggest, we did have a quick run around as to whether it would be wet, whether the cars would use wet or inters over the course of the weekend. Ped, you said no, apart from FP3. So you're close, because if it had been FP1, you'd have been well in there. I said it would be for qualifying and race, which was obviously not. It was glorious sunshine. DT, you said that it wouldn't be. They wouldn't be used at any point over the weekend. Thus, you were correctimus. Which means that after eight rounds, Ped, you are still ahead.
Yeah!
Still got a decent gap there. DT, you are second and extending your gap back to Kyle, who is then ahead of Jack. Phillips from his one effort, and me, even though I've had eight goes, I'm still below Jack, even in my improved algorithm, although I have five kudos points. So I'm
But what do the kudos points really do?
Well, they mean that it emphasises the fact that my
predictions
guesses
are quite
have been
bold.
Bold and ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
And therefore not actually helping me out at all. So it probably just means I'm an idiot.
You probably could find a direct correlation between your position and the level of kudos.
Exactly, yeah. This is about right. Although you have four, Ped, so you're doing quite well, because you're well up there on both.
I'm selectively bold.
Love it. So we need predictions for this weekend, for Germany, Nürburgring, lots to happen. Now, I've got Kyle predictions this week. He was going to pop in. He'll be in next week. So he can take us through these. But for a rare occasion, I have some predictions from him. He says, Rosberg pole, as the Mercs will be too strong on Saturday again. Hamilton will win. His luck will turn around this week. Mark Webber on the podium, as he is pretty mighty around the ring. It's a nice quote. Finally, I'm going to go for both Toro Rosso's in the points as they continue their battle for Weber's seat. Which is nice.
Do you know what?
A nice set of predictions, and I wouldn't really want to argue with it.
No, I was about to say, I'm genuine when I say this. I was going to predict Mercedes on pole and a Mercedes win, and I was going to say it was going to be Hamilton for the win, but I wasn't going to specify which Merc would be on pole because there's not a lot between them on the fast lap. But I think Hamilton will go for the win, and I again was going to say Weber on podium. That genuinely were going to be my predictions before old Oracle.
They still can be
jumped in there, so they will be. I'm still going to stick with them. I'm still going to go with it, but I'm going to say that the other podium is going to be Seb. So okay. You're going to look at both Red Bulls and the Merc on the top step, and then both Red Bulls on the podium behind.
Okay, I like that.
That's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting down on that.
Yep.
No more.
Yep.
No bold.
No bold. Bold. Let me get bold. God, I don't know. Fourth for De Resta.
Wow, that is bold.
Yeah.
P4.
Mm.
Like it.
Yeah, fourth for the rest.
I presume they race Nürburgring in DTM.
Mm, would have thought so.
Go on the DT.
Going to go for Hamilton pole.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton win.
Okay.
Weber second.
Okay.
Bold.
To be quite specific, I think I might as well just go specific this week. and I think with Rosberg third, so I'm going to predict specifically the whole podium, and then I think I'm going to say, this might sound a bit vague, but I think Jensen Button's going to have a good race. I'm going to say a good race, probably 10th,
might get a point.
9th or 10th.
Good grief.
It'll be open to the court of public opinion as to whether it is a good race.
Amazing
or not.
How yeah, low yeah. those standards are.
Yeah. Because I think it's about time.
It's about time. Oh, you almost choked then, DT.
No, I was trying not to.
I want to say actually, I don't want to
swear.
I don't want to hurt your feelings here, DT. But a friend of mine, give a little shout out to Adam Noon. Adam Noon, friend of mine, watches the F1
top baller.
Top baller, and he said to me just out of the blue yesterday. He said, "Do you know what? I think Jensen's won his only championship. I don't think he's going to win a championship again in the rest of his career." Genuinely, yeah. And that's what he yeah. said. So I mean, don't want to upset you, DT.
No, I mean, I'm not holding out for another championship. I just want more wins.
I don't know.
Well, point would be nice.
Yeah, points at the moment would be nice, but it'll I just would like to see. You know, I would like to see him retire gracefully because I think he is in that top five or six of drivers in terms of...
Oh, he's elite. He's an elite driver
yeah.
in the field. There's no doubt about it. When you say retire gracefully, do you mean go out literally at the top of his game? Or would you be happy to see JB sort of drop down to one of your mid-card teams, maybe someone like go to Williams and finish his career there, or
no,
someone like
a retire,
Force India to just to sort of help mentor the younger drivers that they're bringing through? Because,
no,
you know,
I think I'd like to see him do what Weber's
and
done.
And stuff is quite nice.
I think to see how Weber's gone out. Hmm. You know, Weber's in a top team, still able to fight for victory, still able to fight for poles, but he's calling it a day and he's going on to something else that is still quite exciting.
I think Jensen's got quite a long-standing relationship with McLaren, probably.
Yeah, I think he's got quite a lot of racing left.
An ambassador as well, isn't he? And
yeah, I would have thought so.
But I reckon he'll go and race with some sort of Japanese series.
Especially if they're going over to Honda, you know, later in the seasons. Mm. And I can see him, yeah, because obviously his previous links with Honda
yeah.
When he raced for them and yeah. his Japanese lady, so yeah, he's
well, Japanese, if love him
yeah. Mm, if the do. Season doesn't improve, he might be doing that for 2014. He might just give up. Right then, I need some predictions, don't I? Firstly, I don't think there'll be a tyre blowout.
I was going to say that, actually. I agree with you on that. I don't think there'll be one.
Yeah. You don't get kudos points for that, though.
No, that's fine.
Punctures are a different matter. Punctures from going over...
There'll be no exploding tyres.
No.
I think Sebastian Vettel will win the race. Because, realistically, if he hadn't had gearbox failure, he probably would have won.
And all the air goes out of the room.
Sorry. I'm sorry, but that's why. Home race for him as well, don't forget.
Home I think race for Nico too.
Home race for Nico. Nico too. I think Williams are going to get their first point.
No.
Because it's got to happen.
No.
It's got to happen.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's going to happen. You think it's ridiculous?
I'll make a really bold statement now. I will say Marussia will get a point before Williams get a point this year.
That's a silly statement.
I'll put a fiver on it.
All right then, we're shaking hands.
I'm witnessing the shaking of the hands.
I look forward to having that. Obviously, and if neither team, responsibly, people, but I'm looking forward to taking your £5.
If neither team scores a point, then obviously all bets are off.
Exactly. But I
bet you £5, Marussia will score a point before Williams.
All right. Well, Williams will score a point on Sunday.
I will have my money in hand if they do.
I'm going to take a kudos point if you're arguing with my prediction that to that extent. I want to predict something with Lotus, and I want to predict something with Kimi, and I'm not sure what it is, because you wonder if his run of points could come to an end, or is he going to finish on the podium? Mm. I think it's one extreme or the other.
That looks like help, mate.
Which means I need to choose which. And I think most likely would be a podium. Mm. So I'm going to say he's not going to get a point. Deal with it. The record will come to an end.
I'm not betting you any more money, so
I tried.
Well, it's a good thing for you that he's not visiting the county this week because if he'd heard what you're saying, I think he might have to come and kneecap you.
Fend him off with a Magnum, he'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I was really upset when I found out that he was just down the road and he'd already disappeared by the time I found out he was here.
It was a flying visit. By the looks of it, they plonked him in front of an Exige. He sat down, they took four pictures, and then he went again.
Yeah, he did do quite a few laps.
Did he?
In three different Exiges, I think. But fortunately, Lotus have not got much evidence of that on their media section of their website. In fact, they haven't got any evidence of the actual photograph itself. You can just get it off their Facebook page.
It's a shame. If only we'd known he was there.
Yeah, we could have just gone.
We could have been ignored by him in person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd have said, hello. No.
Could have played in my impression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I'm working on that. It's very exciting, guys and girls out there. I'm working on it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. You'll see it. The video coming soon. Okay, well, all those things won't happen, but some will hopefully. Especially mine. That would be nice. I need to catch up on the old predictions. Right then. Well, I think we're done.
Yeah.
German Grand Prix, Sunday afternoon. It's a quick turnaround. No doubt about that. Looking forward to it. We'll be back again after the weekend to look back at Germany and ahead to Hungary, which is 3 weeks away, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bit of a gap now because a Grand Prix fell by the wayside. And then after Hungary, it's the summer break.
Mm.
So we're going to be a bit thin on the ground after this weekend. Gobble it all up, enjoy it.
Oh, and we should probably just quickly mention the young driver test at Silverstone. This month,
is July 17th ish, isn't
it? Yeah, 16th, 17th, something like that, yeah.
It's no longer for just young drivers.
Yeah.
It's been opened up for all drivers.
So we could literally go down there if we had a racing licence.
If we've got a licence. Yeah. You were working on the licence, weren't you? But that probably isn't a Formula 1.
Yeah, that's quite a lot below.
Are we sending friend to the podcast and Mustard TV, Mr. Josh Raymond, down there? Are we sending him?
Yeah, he could race.
Have a look. He could at least race. And it's
probably faster than the caterer.
get some inside info.
Pick Marussia.
Sorry,
don't
it's the caterer all you want. Leave the Marussias alone. Leave the Marussias alone.
Not Williams either. They're going to pick up their point. Just you wait.
How ridiculously excited I am, because by the time we get round to Belgium, which is after the summer break, it's only 2 weeks until the start of the NFL season.
You can. It's completely unrelated.
I know, but oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
Well, we'll save that for the EDP NFL podcast.
Which will almost certainly never happen.
But
if it does, I'm your guy.
If you're there, definitely. Yeah, so that's at Silverstone. Be interesting what comes out of that.
Yeah. I might, if I can schedule it and get it, I might take a trip down there, I don't know.
Awesome.
It's not a huge journey, especially if there's not going to be huge amounts of crowds.
No, you can do it in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I found legally. Repeatedly.
Legally, of course.
Yeah, is that legal? However far 2.5 hours takes you at the speed limit, that's how far I've travelled. That's where I live.
I'm going to Silverstone later in the month, because I'm going to the Silverstone Classic to cover that. So that, do I go to Silverstone twice in 1 month?
Yes, of course you do. Yeah, do it.
And also, if we're talking about people going to Silverstone, I also give a little hello to my sister, who is going to be walking the Silverstone Half Marathon.
Fantastic.
So she's going to be walking around Silverstone track doing that, and I almost went with her apart from the fact that I don't like walking that much.
The best bit, well, it's not the best bit, but a good bit about being at Silverstone for the Formula 1 weekend is that the people who are biking the circuit and running the circuit sort of between sessions at the end of the days, I would love to take my bike and just bike around the circuit.
Yeah.
One day.
Just do the racing line,
apex. Yeah, exactly. Line. Very slowly.
You've got to be careful for tyre blowouts.
Well, yeah.
Don't hit the kerb, whatever you do.
It's all that drifting that I do on my bike. Yeah. All right, then, let's wrap it up, gents. Thank you very much. Twitter, the place to be to accost us. You can abuse us. I think most people do that on Twitter, don't they, generally? That's kind of why it's there. Yeah. Ped, I'll come to you first.
At PedHD56.
There it is. DT?
At Dave Tillier.
And at EDPF1 or at Michael J. Bailey. You can get a hold of me there. Thanks, gents. Well, it's been a strange few days, really. Let's just hope nothing else blows up. Goodbye.
Are you going to put a sound effect of an explosion at the end of the podcast? Goodbye. That would be amazing.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.